The biggest cruise ship ever to visit the Aleutian Islands pulled into Dutch Harbor in Unalaska on Tuesday. The floating city disgorged 2,500 passengers and 1,000 crew. As KUCB's John Ryan reports, the population of Unalaska nearly doubled for the day.
For many towns in southern Alaska, the arrival of a mega cruise ship would make for an ordinary or even a slow day for tourism. Juneau can handle 5 big cruise ships at once, but those towns along the main cruise corridors have infrastructure for a deluge of wandering pedestrians, and Alaska does not. Passengers walk down the ramp from the Celebrity Millennium onto an industrial dock. The floating city's PA system blared safety messages at its passengers. They learned, as they prepared to walk off the ship for the first time in 3 days, that Dutch Harbor isn't really set up for pedestrians, let alone large numbers of them.
When leaving the dock and heading away from the airport, there is no paved walking area. Please be very mindful of industrial traffic.
A small number of passengers started a long and windy walk into the center of town, despite the lack of sidewalks. Many more hopped on board the buses, taxis, and rental cars lined up at the dock. Fire Chief Zach Chastine said there weren't any problems with tourists wandering into the wrong areas of the nation's busiest commercial fishing port. The arrival of the supersized ship sent town officials and many volunteers into a flurry of activity.
We've done the best we can. We've kind of been sounding the alarm, so to speak, for at least a year.
Kathy Jordan runs the Unalaska Visitors Bureau. She says despite the overwhelming number of visitors, the day went smoothly.
I am just thrilled with the outpouring of support from the community.
A few hundred of the passengers showed up at a crafts market set up inside the town gym. One local artist said she sold enough postcards and jewelry to be worth her effort, but it wasn't a huge boost to her business. Across the street, the school district made $10 a head for a program of traditional Unangan culture.
What I'm wearing is feels like wax paper, but this is the intestine of a walrus.
Unalaska's physical and electronic infrastructure wasn't built to handle many hundreds of tourists showing up at once. The Millennium started in Vancouver and is headed to China. Unlike Unalaska, the giant ship has its own movie theater, a spa, and an internet cafe. Unalaska officials asked the ship to have its passengers put their phones in airplane mode while they're here. Otherwise, they might overwhelm Unalaska's phone system. Passenger Bob Kanabi from Saskatchewan says word did trickle down to the passengers.
What status are your phones on right now, if I may ask?
I don't have a phone.
Oh, yes, I do.
I don't.
Well, here we go. I'll show you. Airplane mode.
Other passengers could be seen walking down the street, staring at their phones. Parts of town had internet outages in the afternoon, but it's hard to know if that's because of the large number of tourists or just another day in Unalaska. A warming Arctic could lead to more ships passing through the Aleutians for business and pleasure. If so, Unalaska will face choices about what kinds of ships it wants to welcome and whether to embrace industrial-scale tourism as well as industrial-scale fishing. In Unalaska, I'm John Ryan.